happy hour set to go in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our string of nice days and nights continue, but still the search for raindrops goes on and on. Tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 65. Tomorrow, another very warm day with Friday's high up around 90. I think we're dry during the day, but there could be some spotty showers by later on Friday night into the early part of the day Saturday as a cool front moves through the state. This is the front that's going to bring in the nicest air of the fall so far. Saturday's high 82, Sunday morning's low 53. Wow, that's jacket weather. And then another front looks like the middle of next week will even bring in another shot of cooler air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No Nutrisystem has made it easy to eat. No dieting, no exercise. They send you the food, you eat the food. It's that simple. Eat whatever you like, when you like. And the food is delicious. Pizza, steaks, lasagna, cheesecake, hoagies, pancakes and waffles,
meatballs, mozzarella sticks,
milkshakes.
Sign up for Nutrisystem today and start eating.
Disclaimer, Nutrisystem is not a recommended eating plan. They just keep sending you a lot of delicious food.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. For the Thursday edition, I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell. The roll call returns for good today. We'll tell you why. Let's get going.
And here they are.
Rosie.
Police squad.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
And we have a guest in the studio. I'm going to introduce him, but I'm going to take a minute to discuss a few pertinent news events at the moment. Pastor Joey Fine, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
And this is a gentleman that reached out through Facebook to tell us about a mission he was on to Mexico and the border and to see for himself what was going on there. So we're going to get some eyewitness accounts here on that. I just wanted to touch briefly on what's happening in Minneapolis today. The president is speaking there in a 20,000 seat venue for which there were 72,000 ticket requests. Now, I can guarantee, I'm going to watch my language with Rosie and Pastor Fine here.
Thank you.
I've heard it before.
Hey, maybe during a break, we do a little confession. Good for the soul. I've done a lot of that my whole life, actually. But it is cleansing, and it is releasing.
It frees you.
Yes. I was going to refer to the mayor of Minneapolis in a rather unseemly way, but you can fill in the blanks here. We're just going to call him Mayor Trick. Think if you can think of a word that's five letters that rhymes with trick that would accurately describe a despicable human being. He reminds me of Pete Buttigieg in that he's got that odd smile. He's young. Again, I don't know why it is that cities keep electing these idiots into office who perpetuate the problems that cities already have. But he's a Democrat, and he's doing everything he can to thwart this rally because, and I love this. This is another reason I love President Trump. He wants to turn Minnesota red. He came darn close, only within a couple of points of beating the paint-peeling voice of Hillary Clinton. I think there's a good chance he can do it. We're talking about a president who is now deep into his third year in office, and he resonates with voters at an incredibly high and passionate level. And the Democrats hate this. The left especially hates this. And that's why they're jumping through all these hoops. And shame on Fox. Shame on Fox. Thanks for making my blood pressure go through the ceiling at 6 a.m. with this phony poll that 51% of Americans want Trump impeached and removed from office. That is total crap. It's not true. And the guy that will prove it to us is David Blackman, because he did a whole... You got to dig into the numbers to understand what's behind that. I'm not buying it. The economy is good. And let me tell you something else. We've talked about this with Brad McDonald many times. The people on Wall Street vote with their pocketbooks. And the market's up another 150 points today. It's taken a couple of hits recently, but it's up another 150. If they really thought there was anything to this, that the president would be removed from office, they would be much shakier than they are. So when you want a third opinion, go to them, because they vote with money, and they often vote with the money that they represent, like Brandt does with their clients. They're always looking. That's why Brandt has this incredible team, because they're always looking ahead, trying to anticipate the events that might come down the pike and rattle the financial markets and stuff. So I believe President Trump is going to knock it out of the park there tonight. He is unafraid to address things like Ilhan Omar and her marriage to her brother and father and whoever else, that, you know, what's going on with that. There's somebody, they're so terrified to hold a Muslim accountable. We all have to be accountable, but they're especially terrified of certain people. And I don't get it. Well, you're an Islamophobe. You know, there was a lot of that after 9/11. And then every time people were starting to drop their guard, there'd be something like the nightclub event in Orlando or the San Bernardino Christmas party shooting and that kind of thing. So I think to some extent that's understandable. I think he will probably directly attack that situation tonight. But I just don't get it. And I heard some live reports from that rally that's getting ready to happen in Minnesota. The people are not buying this. They're just, you know, they can, this Ukrainian thing, the sickness of that. Joe Biden, finally somebody in the New York Times did an op-ed on Biden's corruption with the Ukraine. Later on this afternoon, a story on the Obama-appointed ambassador to Ukraine who was fired just a couple of months ago and the shenanigans that went on with her. And I'll tell you, if Trump has been weak in one area, it's been identifying deep state plants who are sabotaging his presidency, and by sabotaging that, they're sabotaging America, and that means they're sabotaging you and me. And when I think of someone I love like Rosie being sabotaged, it makes me even angrier.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So, the enthusiasm, you did not see this with Barack Obama. That magic wore off rather quickly. And
towards the end of his presidency, you saw that the crowds weren't as big as Donald Trump's. Donald Trump's hasn't.
No, if anything, they've gotten bigger and more passionate.
Yep.
It's rainy. It's cold in Minneapolis. It is not a place you want to wait outside. Yet that line, not only they've finally started letting people into the amphitheater, but the lines on the walkways, the mayor turned the heat up. Turned the heat up in the venue to torment the people who are waiting for somebody he doesn't like. The mayor had the porta potties removed to a location 2 miles away from the line. So if somebody needs to use the bathroom, they got to walk in that weather. And you know what? They'll do it because they know what that's all about.
Well, if it was Los Angeles, they'd just go on the street. So,
well, yeah, in San Francisco. But nobody wants to talk about that because they're such progressive icons. So I think that's the story of the day, that and the fact that the Dodgers... But I don't got Joey here to talk to about the sports stuff no more. Isn't it interesting in the listener surveys we've been doing that came up?
They loved it.
Yeah. So I told Joey about it this morning. I said, buddy, we got to figure out a way to bring that back, as busy as he is. Because Joey, he knows how to talk about the sports. You know,
that's
he
right.
Knows the lingo. He's got it down. What was he said?
I may give him to give me some pointers.
I made a comment about the Dodger game, and he said, yeah, it's the sport of kings. Perfect. It was just like, wow,
yeah.
You knock it out of the park. And Joey and Jack and the folks that Joey's bringing sounding really good on News and Views during the day at 3:14. So, oh, we have a call?
Yes, David.
David. Well, let's get David on, and then we're going to talk to Pastor Fine. Hey, David.
You're just talking about the Dodgers and the Trump rally. You know, back in August, that Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, made the statement that when we go to the World Series, we're not going to the White House.
Oh, good. Well, they don't have to worry about that now, do they?
That's exactly it. I'm calling it the curse of the Donald, just like the curse of the Bambino or the curse of the Billy Goat. I hope the Dodgers never go to the World Series again.
Actually, I would not be surprised if the Dodgers fired him today because
in fact, USA Today is saying that they may fire him.
He managed them right out. And you know what? And not to get too sports intensive here, Pastor, we'll be with you in a second. But Joe Madden is out there, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if the Dodgers swooped in against their cross-city rivals, the Angels, and stole Madden out from underneath them and put him in the dugout.
Yeah.
That guy just made incomprehensible decisions. I could have managed that game and put the Dodgers into the next round. And that, by the way, the term for that is Trumpenfreud. And a blogger named Don Serber is the guy who invented it. And I'm going to send him a note suggesting that Dave Roberts be his latest candidate for Trumpenfreud, because, like you said, you know, we're not going to the White House. Up yours, Mr. Roberts.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, did you hear the whole thing about with the Braves game yesterday, with the politically correctness, them not handing out the foam.
Yeah,
tomahawk,
no. Yeah, because the player on the Cardinals said, no, I find that offensive. It's disrespectful. Yeah. So, at least he's a legitimate, he's got legitimate Cherokee blood. His great-grandfather was a Cherokee, unlike Elizabeth Warren, who has no Cherokee blood.
Right, but for them bending over backwards and doing that, I was pulling for the Braves until I found that out. And I despise the Cardinals, being a lifelong Cubs fan.
Yeah.
But I was like, it serves the Braves right to get blown out.
You're right.
For being politically correct.
Yeah, that I really was a little bit. Look, those things, those traditions and stuff, nobody does that to hate on a specific group. I mean, there's so many teams named after tribes and so forth. When I was a kid, my Little League team was the Hurons. It's because they represent fighting, spirit, bravery, et cetera. It's not to make fun. Now, Cleveland did need to get rid of Chief Wahoo. That was a little bit insulting, but you know, there's how far does this go?
Right.
It's just you know, it's just crazy. Well, Dave, a great point. Thank you for reminding me of that, and I'm going to send Don Serber, and then later on I'll pull up the Trump and Floyd list because it's rather extensive. The number of famous people who have come out and been ugly to our president, who have had it, what goes around comes around. Thank you for
Absolutely.
The call.
Take care.
All right, Pastor Fine, I am sorry. We're going to come to you, and we're going to launch the next segment.
Hey, that's
you.
Fine.
And this is a man who traveled to the Mexican border, mm-hmm. correct?
Yep.
And wanted to, and I love the fact that you reached out to me through Facebook. I try to get back to people as quickly as I can, but I was so touched by your enthusiasm for your mission and your eagerness to share what you saw. And that's why I invited you in. And I hope others that are listening that have similar ventures or experiences that they would like, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I may not get back to you that day, but I will get back to you. I'm pretty good about it, right?
Right.
Thanks, Rosie.
And I'm helping.
She's helping me because I'm a pig. When it comes to organizational skills, I may as well change my name to the Arnold Zivil Show because it's awful. It's a travesty what's going on here, but Rosie is helping me dig out, and I greatly appreciate it. I've said this 1,000 times. This is the, you know, people that do well with money will always tell you that timing is critical. And with the Fed cutting rates and mortgage interest rates dropping, I'm getting bombarded with offers to refi my house and all that, and we might look into it, but this is when you do that, when rates are just going lower and lower. And if you've written yourself out of the mortgage market or home ownership because you have a credit issue or you don't have a lot of money in the bank to put down, Renaissance Bank, now partnered up with Morris Capuano, has programs for you. Believe me, of all the benefits, in addition to being your own landlord, that first mortgage income tax deduction can make a difference, and I think it's important to you, and it certainly is important to the Budell family to have that deduction at the end of the year. It's a huge difference maker. You should have that, but it's not going to come to you. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call Morris at 409-9300. You will not work with a nicer guy and somebody who is more dedicated to the mission at hand, which is getting you into home ownership. He's done it for thousands of people during his great career. The number again, 409-9300, Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 402-669. It is 320.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts, also marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance, 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants, plus 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the fall sales event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Cooler weather is around the corner, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Right now, at the Home Depot, you can save up to 35% on appliance special buys, like a large-capacity Whirlpool washer-dryer pair for just $4.98 each, regularly $7.49 each, with adaptive wash technology to keep clothes fresher, at a price that won't even wrinkle your budget. Today's the day for doing and saving on appliances now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details, valid through October 16th.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy Metric Day. 10-10. Since 1975, a day celebrating the metric system and measurements in factors of 10, like the rest of the industrialized world. But not in the U.S. We still like inches, feet, yards, miles, teaspoons, cups, gallons, pounds, and Fahrenheit. Unless you're a doctor with a prescription or you're running a 10K. So celebrate 10-10 and Metric Day. Now pour me a pint.
We were talking about that this morning. Gosh, back when I was in, I think, fourth or fifth grade, you know, back in the 80s.
Remember, you're talking to a pastor here.
Wow, I'm not only getting called out for fake fourth grading, but... I've just punched my ticket to hell.
Not exactly.
Pastor Joey Fine is our guest. It's the Seasons Church
yes,
in Prattville.
Yes, Seasons Church in Prattville.
Reached out to me about a month ago, I guess, to tell me about a mission you were going on. And first of all, let's talk a little bit about your background, how long you've been with Seasons Church, where you're located. I certainly feel free to invite people to...
Yeah, we'd love for people to come check us out. We've been in existence since 2011. We're over on the corner of 14 and 82 in downtown area of Prattville, but it's on the corner of 14 and 82, mm-hmm. really outside the Prattville area, but or downtown area. Very contemporary church. I grew up Southern Baptist my whole life, so we're Baptistic in our doctrine and theology, and we got a great worship team and just a good group of people and fairly small. We average about 125 in attendance on any given Sunday. If we can get everybody there, we'll probably have, you know, 150, 170, but been there since 2011. We bought our building in 2013. We were meeting at Fitness South over in Prattville, and then...
You know, some of the biggest congregations in America started out humble. There's one in South Florida called Calvary Chapel that started out in the back of a funeral home.
Yeah.
And
well, it originally started out at the Prattville Inn, where the Hampton Inn is now, the old Prattville Inn, or the old Holiday Inn there in Prattville. In fact, when we started the church, they had 6 weeks left to, you know, to demolish the building. 6 weeks they're going to demolish it. So we had church in their little conference area, and we put the kids over in the lounge. So the running joke was, go pick up your kids in the lounge. But it was a very humbling experience. But then we bought our building in 2013, and we do a lot of stuff with outreach and the community. And we feed the, you know, Tog Academy football team every Friday morning. I'm the guidance counselor out there for 4 hours a day. So we do a lot of outreach out there. And
that's great.
Yeah, we've been loving it.
The mission to Mexico, I'd like you to go back to when you first had the idea to do this and how it all came to happen.
Well, you know, I wrote you the letter actually on the bus coming back from visiting the detention center. Mm-hmm. So it was, my brain was just going crazy. Paul Pickering, he is the founder of All Pro Pastors down in Florida. He and I had a connection many, many years ago and subscribed to their newsletter and that kind of stuff. And he had posted on his Facebook page that they were taking a trip down to Mexico border to go through a detention center and to see really and truly what was happening. And
then the media has been lying.
It's been terrible. And also some possible mission opportunities that we could do in the future, but they wanted us to come down and see it. So I approached my leadership of the church, and they said, look, bring it to the church. The church graciously, within, you know, 3 or 4 hours, had donated the money for me to go. It's about $1,200 to go. So I went down to Florida, met them there at Lakeland, and we flew on a private jet from Lakeland over to McAllen, Texas, and met up with Todd Lamprey, who is the basically the secretary for religious things that going on in the White House, the faith-based initiative. And so we got to meet him and went to went to the detention center. So how it came about was,
so the White House had
in fact, you know, it takes anywhere, we had a group of about 20 pastors that afternoon. The morning they had another group of pastors. Scott Dawson was actually there that morning. He toured before we did. So they had about 40 pastors come through there that day. And Todd was talking, you know, it normally takes a media person 2 to 3 weeks to get in, go through all the Homeland Security and everything else, because we had to submit our Social Security number, our driver's license, our passport number, I mean, everything. They got it approved in 24 hours for us to be there.
Wow.
So, you know, there's only been about 60 to 70 media people go through this detention center, and there's been about 150, 200 pastors go through.
I'm only pausing you because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who made the horrifying comparison between calling them concentration camps, when those of us who learned a little history know what a concentration camp was and what happened there, actually went to the border and faked.
Correct.
The despairing pictures that turned up in the media. Of course, the media is an accomplice in everything left these days, and it's sickening.
Right.
We are literally fighting a battle with this on a day-to-day basis for the soul of the country. With stuff like that, you know.
And she went to another detention center that we are. The one that we went to is actually one that Barack Obama had done in 2014. It's about a 74,000 square foot facility. We weren't allowed to take pictures. The media is not allowed to take pictures. It is against the law to take pictures and video inside there. So the pictures that you see her making are outside of the facility looking into their parking lot. Amazing that people buy into that and say, you know, and the pictures that she was showing was pictures that, you know, were taken in the Obama administration.
When we come back from our next break, I want to have you compare your expectations in advance of the journey and what met your expectations and what the surprises on this mission were for you.
And there was a lot. There was a lot of surprises. So,
well, we got time.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to feel rushed. This is an important topic, and you're the first person we've been able to have on that can give firsthand testimony to what's actually going on down there. We had a fabulous event, and I hope one of these days you'll be able to come down. We meet at Baumhauer's on Wednesday night.
If you did it on another night,
I know.
Wednesday.
I have so many people that have Bible study on Wednesday, but I'm powerless to change the day of the week we do it. I can always lean on the big man. I mean, not God, Bob Baumhauer. God can't. I've learned a long time ago that God doesn't fix those problems for you. He just shows you the way. But but we also had a fabulous listener gathering at the pizza place on Tuesday, and everybody got to, you know, they did a phenomenal job of putting out a buffet, and they have a buffet every night. If you haven't been to the pizza place, please try it. You know, there's no such thing as the perfect pizza. So if you're always looking for somebody that has a little bit different approach or has different types of pizza on the menu, I actually broke my keto allegiance because I had to try the BLT pizza. Did you have some of that?
Very good.
It was just sensational. I could have eaten a whole pie. It was absolutely terrific. So you can sample a bunch of different pizzas by doing the buffet, or you can order something that will feed a small army. There's one size there that's called the OMG, oh my God, because it is that big. It covers the tabletop. It's new. They're great guys. I hope you'll give them a chance. Stop by and have lunch or dinner at the pizza place. It's at Harrison Road. Mm-hmm. And later on this afternoon, we will give you a chance to win a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place. Stay tuned for details on that. 3:32, our first look at the roads, and then we're back with Pastor Joey Fine. We're talking about his mission to the detention centers in Mexico.
This is Montgomery Scott Watch Traffic. We have no accidents to report at this time. We do have some heavy pockets of traffic. East South Boulevard at 331. Also, the Troy Highway at the Eastern Boulevard. Atlanta Highway and the Boulevard also at 231 to Wetumpka and Congressman Dickinson. Be careful out there this afternoon and stay with us for further traffic updates. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping at East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Limu. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results.
As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm LSSQ with Alabama News Network. MPD charged 42-year-old Gonzalo Barrera with rape, attempted rape, and incest after police say he sexually assaulted an underage girl in his family. Authorities have also charged 19-year-old Chanderrick Brown with robbery after they say he robbed a boy during a fight near Federal Drive and Atlanta Highway last Thursday. The victim was not injured in the altercation. This week, the Montgomery Fire Department is teaming up with the National Fire Protection Association for Fire Protection Week. Fire officials want to remind you to develop a plan with your family about how to escape your home if a fire emergency were to happen. And if you're thinking about going to the Alabama National Fair, today's a good day. Alabama News Network's Dollar Day is today. Admission is only $1 with a canned food item, and rides are just $1 each. Children under 5 get in free with an adult. Those are your news headlines. I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Our string of nice days and nights continue, but still the search for raindrops goes on and on. Tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 65. Tomorrow, another very warm day with Friday's high up around 90. I think we're dry during the day, but there could be some spotty showers by later on Friday night into the early part of the day Saturday as a cool front moves through the state. This is the front that's going to bring in the nicest air of the fall so far. Saturday's high 82. Sunday morning's low 53. Wow, that's jacket weather. And then another front looks like the middle of next week will even bring in another shot of cooler air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time for absolutely honest advertising.
Credit cards. If you don't have money but you still want to buy stuff, then get a plastic IOU card that will have you swimming in debt for the rest of your life. We made it so the longer it takes you to pay us back, the more you'll rack up an interest and the harder it will be to pay off. We'll also include a 30-page tiny disclaimer booklet that you won't read. And remember, the more you use your card, the more cash you get back. It's like you're digging a hole and we give you a handful of dirt to fill it back in, but only after you dig 5 feet deeper. And if you can't pay off your credit card, we'll encourage you to get another card to pay off that one and another to pay off that one. It's like a giant Ponzi scheme, only legal. Credit cards.
Keep it here for more absolutely honest advertising.
That's all you're going to get on this show. And not just because Pastor Joey Fine is here. Most of the time I'm pretty well behaved, right? I'm passionate.
Yes, you're passionate. You're very passionate.
Because I like it when you get passionate, so, you know.
Oh, boy, was I passionate on Monday. Monday afternoon. Yeah. Well, we don't want to go there. Pastor Fine contacted me a while back. He is from the Seasons Church in Prattville. And we'll give you another chance to get all the details on that. So folks in the preferred community or Millbrook or anywhere else would like to come and experience your church, we'll make sure they know where you are. Contact me. And before we get back to the mission to Mexico, you made a statement to me off the air that I'd like you to repeat on the air about the president and what he's done for the evangelical community.
With the faith-based initiative program that he has started, to me this has been one of the biggest things. I truly believe that he has done more for the evangelical church than any modern day president. I would say even going back to our founding fathers who truly did base everything on a Judeo-Christian
right
philosophy. And I think he has done more for the evangelical church in the way that, you know, this is the only president in the history that's ever called abortion murder. Ever. And also very, and I've got to research this, but I think he's the only president that's ever stood up at the UN and basically blasted them for their religious persecution. No other president would ever do that. And to me, you know, do I think he's a great moral man? No, I don't. But I think he is a phenomenal president. I think he scares the Democrats and the liberals to death, and they don't know how to react to him, so they blast him, and he blasts them back at playing them at their own game.
He is beating them
at their own game.
And they're not used to a Republican who punches back.
Exactly. But he has done more for the evangelical church than I believe than any president in the modern history.
So you make this journey to the detention center, mm-hmm. and I asked about your expectations and the realities that you were confronted with, and I'd like you to kind of compare that for
well,
me.
Well, you know, I come from a conservative slant anyway, so my whole thinking was the media is just blowing this out of proportion, blah, 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 and there's really not, it's really not what they said it was. When we go to the detention center itself, the lead guy over it, the one that's in charge, from the Department of Homeland Security, he actually meets us there. He found it so important. He came in on his off day to walk us through. My group actually went with him, which I was, you know, really shocked that, you know, I got to go with the guy. One of the things that you're told is they're in cages. They're kept in cages and all this stuff. And when
well,
I
the one you went to was set up by
oh yes
Obama,
by Obama yeah, yeah in 2014. So this was built back in 2014. They first started it in this, like I said, it's 74,000 square foot. So they started out in the 24,000 square foot rental space. It's a warehouse, mm-hmm. And that's what it is. It's a converted warehouse. And then the backside, the other 50,000 some square foot, they had to actually add on to it because, I mean, they had so many people coming in, even in 2014, 2015. So, you know, you got to think there's been since January to August. And I went in August, so I've got the January to the July numbers, 316,000 people come through this facility.
Wow.
Which was scary. Yeah. And out of there's 3,000 agents in this Rio Grande sector, which is really and truly 18% of the Southwest border agents down there. You got 42 gates at 246 miles of border that they're protecting. One of the things that, you know, when you first walk in, and the guy told us, he said, here's what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to just go in. I'm not going to say a word. Look at this very first section, and then I want to know what you think. When you walk in, be honest with you, Greg, there were cages. They were chain link fence. They went up probably 8 foot in the air, 9 foot in the air. They didn't have anything on top of them. And then it went back to a cinder block wall. And there was about a 5 foot wall, you know, a partial wall. And behind that was the banyos, the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. There was signs on those walls that said portable agua and non-potable agua. Mm-hmm. So there's their drinking. And of course, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the media's got this right. These are cages, and you know they had little 9-year-old kids in there. So the first set of pods, mm-hmm. I'm going to change the name.
That's fine.
These pods were kids, starting at, you know, 6 and 7-year-old kids going all the way up to 14, 15-year-old girls. So you've got this little 9-year-old kid with his hands through the chain link fence, you know, a girl with a puppy dog eyes staring at you, and it pulls at your heartstrings. I mean, sure. I teared up. I mean, I was like, oh my goodness. And the guy said, I know what you're thinking. You've heard these called cages, and we're so mean because we keep them in cages. But what you don't know is that this is the very first thing that they come into when they're apprehended and they're brought to this detention center. It'd be just like you and I going out and getting arrested. We go into a detention center and we go into a jail cell. This was a lot nicer than jail cell. They had pads on the floor.
It's clean.
It's clean with Mylar blankets. And we asked that question, why are you using Mylar? And he said, because they're easily disposed and we would have to wash, you know, cotton blankets. Plus the Mylar doesn't, you know, it doesn't pass on lice and right. everything else. So it's a lot more sanitary. They come in twice a day and change those pads. Each person gets their own pads. And they're only kept in this first area of detention, this one first pod, for 3 hours max. They're brought out. There was probably 25 to 30 agents in the middle with computers everywhere, and they're putting them in, and then they get sent either to an ISS department or they get sent to an ORR facility, or they get sent back to the country that they came from, or, you know, unfortunately, some of them get released, or they go back to the back area.
That's been a problem. I mean, one thing I don't understand, again, it's politics, and I'm convinced that the Democrats don't care about this because they have alienated so many voting blocks that they're pandering, offering freebies. I mean, it galls me that you can break the law, enter the country, get health care. Some are getting Social Security benefits. They're released. And then we're reading how many thousands of Americans have been killed.
Yeah.
Victims of a crime. Mm-hmm. Rape has been a huge issue. And not just I mean, kids, too.
Well, that's the sad part about it. You know, when, Greg, you know, so much information was given to us. We went down on a Friday morning. We got there about lunch. We ate lunch at the mission facility that we were at. We went to the detention center. We went to an ORR facility that afternoon where they keep, you know, the boys. And some of those boys are there 2 years, for 2 years.
Wow.
Because they have no other option. We ate dinner at that place. But the numbers were staggering. I've had to take notes and write them down. The sad part about it is you asked me what was my thoughts going in. I thought most of these people were coming from Mexico, and I kept wondering why are people from Mexico wanting to come to the United States? These people are not coming from Mexico. 80% of them are coming from Guatemala and El Salvador, and they're being told in Guatemala and El Salvador, you come to the United States, and as soon as you get here, you get free stuff. And they're being told this by, you know, the organizations for No Borders, from the Liberal Democrats, and you chase back the money, and it comes from George Soros.
Is that a fact?
Oh, yeah, that is a fact. I mean, people need to look that up, and nobody will. The George Soros is funding a lot of this stuff, and they actually bust them up. You know, when we were there, there was 850 people that came through that day. On average, they said, now this is back when you were hearing AOC and all these people, they were having anywhere between 24 and 3,000 people a day coming through this facility.
Wow.
A day. And it's only designed to hold about an average of about 850.
Wow.
Unbelievable. But, you know, the pods were very clean. They were very well kept. Once they get to that detention center, in fact, we saw a couple of kids coming in, and they had a juice box and a pack of crackers, and you thought it was Christmas. But also, they separate the girls and the boys.
Mm.
A lot of times, though, what was scary was that they're coming with adults now are coming with kids. They're saying anywhere between 45 and 50% are now coming with a kid, where 2 years ago it was only 1% were coming with a kid. Because the law says that if you come with a child, they can only detain you for 20 days max. So a lot of these kids...
Are they bringing their own kids?
No.
that's
the scary part. One of the statistics they gave us was, you know, they're doing some good things there with the DNA testing, the automatic DNA testing. They're finding that 45 to 55% of those DNA tests are not their kids.
Wow.
And they immediately get sent back, and the kids get sent to an ORR facility to try to find a sponsor or family member here. But the sad part about it is when the kids go to a family, say a sponsor family in the States, that sponsor family is sending them back to Guatemala, back to El Salvador. Just this year, from January to July, they had 700 recycle kids.
Wow.
So 700 kids that came through that were already knew how to get across the border. But it's taken them 45 days to get through from Mexico to our southern border.
Pastor Joey Fine is our guest, and we're getting firsthand accounts of what's really going on the border, and the information is phenomenal. And he is from Seasons Church in Prattville, so we'll be back with Pastor Fine here in a moment at 3:49. You know, with the outdoor maintenance business, those who have great tractor mowers, zero-turn mowers and so forth, and individual mowers, they have model years, just like cars. And we're deep into 2019 in that regard, so the 2020 models will be coming in. And Lewis Lawn, this is the best time of the year to go and get yourself a great deal on a brand new mower. Forget the model year. It's brand new, and it's got a warranty, and you've got a great team of support people at Lewis Lawn to back up that warranty card. It actually means something. When you buy from Lewis Lawn, you are buying a team in addition to a great product, great team of people. The professionals choose them. When something goes wrong or something needs a repair or maintenance or service, they know they can bring their equipment there and get right back into business, because their seasonal window is short, and it's been made even shorter by the incredibly dry weather we've had the last 5 or 6 weeks. So now's the time to go. They can get you help with financing. They carry all the great brand names from Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products. You're going to need that steel blower soon. It's also a great gift. So stop by and see them. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. I love the Lewises. They're just phenomenal members of the community. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And you can reach out at 244-9191. We'll be right back with Pastor Fine in a moment.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, a homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're tied for time at 3:53. Pastor Joey Fine from Seasons Church in Prattville is here talking about his visit to the detention centers on the border. And we're learning a lot here this afternoon. And Joe has a question for you, Pastor Fine.
Yeah, the question I have, I came in just when you said George Soros was funding these people coming across. It's true and it's provable. How come no state attorney general or federal prosecutor has arrested and tried to bust aiding, funding?
Well, I think the question you cut off there, but I think the question was is why does if George Soros and some of these other organizations are funding this, why can't we do anything about it? And I think that's a great question. And I don't know the answer to it. I would say that they're private citizens. They can fund these organizations. You know, one of the biggest ones is Friends Without Borders. This organization, to me, is a very treasonous organization because they're wanting open borders. And why? Because they want a voter base. They want, hey, we're giving you all this stuff, and we're wanting you to do all this stuff, so we want you to vote the way that we want you to vote, because they cannot win any other way. And I think that's just my personal opinion. But if you do the research, you'll find that there's so many of these organizations that are doing this. They're bussing them up, and luckily the Mexican government has stopped some of this.
Yeah, you were mentioning that by your count, and the president's words, he said, I'm getting more cooperation from Mexico because he used the power of the tariff than I am from the Democrats in Congress, who have no interest in solving this problem. The bigger it gets, the better for them, yep. I guess. Unbelievable. 355, and a lot of these kids that are coming up from the Central American, they're actually trafficked.
Correct.
And you had mentioned that there's been horrible sexual abuse committed on them along the way.
Well, it takes 45 days on average for somebody to get from the southern border of Mexico to the northern border of Mexico, our southern border.
Right.
So 45 days. So just imagine what these grown men are able to do to these kids. And it's sickening.
Those, the size of those caravans is unbelievable. And I'm wondering, when I see that, how are they traveling this enormous distance by foot? Who's feeding them?
I asked that question, and that was one of the big questions we asked. What's going on? And a lot of it is they carry their own food. They're begging other people for water. Mm-hmm. They are going to local evangelical churches and Catholic charities that are doing humanitarian things for these people, but at the same time, then they're coming over. Once a kid or once an adult, anybody steps foot over the border, they claim asylum, they're in. And that's what they're being told. Go find a man in green. That's scary. So they're being told this. Go find a man in green. And
but aren't we cracking down on that game?
Well, that's the problem, that the law says that if they claim asylum, we have to at least give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, with the migrant protection protocol that President Trump has initiated with Mexico, Mexico is stopping them on their border. You know, 6,000 troops at Mexico's southern border, 10,000 troops on their northern border are stopping these people and saying, all right, you want to claim asylum? That's great. You claim asylum in this country, we'll take you to court. If we deem you to be asylum, we'll give you a work permit in Mexico. You can stay in Mexico. And if not, then we'll go, you can get in a facility here and we'll expedite your case. Instead of a 2 to 5 year turnaround in the States, they're giving a 2 to 3 week turnaround in Mexico.
Amazing.
And in Mexico, they can house them in an ORR facility for $2.50 a day. In the States, it's $250 to $350 a day. And guess who's paying that? You and I and our taxpayer dollars.
And you wonder why 72,000 people want to go hear the president speak in Minnesota, because he's looking out for the country. Just before we get to Fox News in a moment, a reminder that Jack Ingram, if you need a second car for the family, you're shopping on a budget, or you've been turned down at other places because of credit issues, I need to emphasize, and I've been there, man. I have lived that nightmare. I know what it's like. I think my credit score and temperature were about the same when I first came to Alabama, rebuilding, and getting a car, paying it off, that adds hundreds of points to your credit score if you get the opportunity to do it. And they have 22 financing options at Jack Ingram. If you want something fun, if you've always wanted the BMW dream to come true, I'm pushing this 2004 they have because it only has 86,000 miles. It looks like it just came off the assembly line, and the interior is clean and pristine. In other words, this car was babied, and you can get it for less than $8,000 at Jack Ingram. They have a great selection, cars that would be great for new drivers like Volkswagen Jettas. There's a nice 2013 Ford Escape there. These cars are in mint condition. Clean interiors, but most importantly, they're not reselling somebody else's troubles, because the Ingram mechanics are dedicated to weeding those vehicles out. They go to auction. The best of the best, and only those cars, go into the signature pre-owned lot. See Tip Thames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farms.